So hey, it's Peter. I've been asked to do a wee podcast, to recommend some music for St. Patrick's Day or Paddy's Day, not Patty's, P-A-T-T-Y-S, not Patty's in brackets. Sounds you hear surprisingly, maybe in the background is actually Radio na Gael Talk to. If you can get it online, and they are doing that kind of music on Paddy's Day, you're in absolute luck. Real cream of the crop stuff, and that's exactly what you want. However, here's my disclaimer before I give you 10 CDs. These are not my top 10 CDs. These are just 10 CDs which I think you will enjoy and which would be a good investment in. The way I see CDs is this. If you buy one particular artist's CD and you don't know what you're looking for, you can be a little bit lucky and unlucky, because generally speaking, what I find a little bit like, and I'll pick one I don't like, so I can't stand Celine Dion songs, bores me to tears and makes me want to jump off the window ledge of my balcony. But equally, you might find that there are three songs in there that you absolutely love and six that you don't like as much, or six that you absolutely love and three that you don't like as much. In Irish music, what you will generally find, and I know there's some stand-up comedian does this as part of his routine somewhere, but it's not far off the mark, which is there are songs about death and dying, and she left me before, and that kind of stuff. And then there's stuff which is Riverdance, Leprechaun Hat, 3 o'clock in the morning. And if that's what you want, I say that if that's what you want, in brackets, lively, upbeat, dance around the place stuff, well then, this is what I'm going to try and give you. And generally speaking, you'll find what I'm giving you here is compilation stuff which I have or was given as gifts, but they're in the kitchen and they're on the shelf and they're in front of me. It's about 30 CDs in a stack here, and there's about, like, you know, 120 books over there. It's just what's next to me, but it's what I listen to. Is that fair to say? Yeah, okay, so it's not the tourist trail and Temple Bar kind of stuff. That's what you don't want on Paddy's Day for a party killer. Right, okay, CD on, you get the jigs now. So number one, it's about to come on the radio just there, is the Best of the Cayley Bands Volume 2. Band number one is the Blarney Cayley Band. Yep, see, okay, so that's band number, or CD number one. Number two, the Greatest Ever Irish Music Collection featuring Riverdance, The Wild Rover, Fields of Athenry, Danny Boy, Molly Malone, Lord of the Dance. It's all the stuff you want with a leprechaun hat and Milkshakes Gone Green. Just in case there's one or two that you don't want in there, or you need to make it a little bit livelier, The Pogues, The Ultimate Collection, you kind of can't go wrong, but I will forewarn you, even Shane McGowan does sing A Pair of Brown Eyes, which does slow down the party. So if you want to send people home, that's right in there again. The Dubliners have a CD called 36 Great Performances. It's a double CD, 7 Drunken Nights and the Wild Irish Rovers. You can gather, apart from even Dirty Old Town, actually isn't that slow, nice and lively. In there again, Brian Brew, Cayley Band, House Around, Reels, Jigs, Hornpipes, Polkas, they're all in there. You'll absolutely love that. The Irish Pub Classics, again, let me give you the first four. The Irish Rover, The Star of County Down, The Fields of Athenry, A Place in the Choir, I'm a Rover, Bold of Dunahoo, Molly Malone. Like, some repetitive, but you can't go wrong. Again, that's a treble CD, and I think that costs $12.95. The Best of Desires, various. This is one where you got to be careful, but still a great CD. Team from Hardy's Game, don't get me wrong. Nice music at the meal, maybe, but not at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're still having green pina coladas. Green Fields of France, Grace Raglan Road. Do you get where I'm coming from? Yeah, okay. Tin Lizzy, the double album is also there, £16. Greatest Hits, can't go too far wrong. Still Irish. If you're stuck and you don't want that, you can swap it for Tom Dunn's Greatest Irish Hits. I think he's a couple of variations of it out there. Yeah, baby, coming. One I have to give a mention for, and I'm listening to it at this moment in time, is Martin Byrne, My Ireland, a real Irish CD if you really want to show off, and it's actually really good. There's another one here which is 20 classic Irish pub songs, Rocky Road to Dublin, Galway Races, Black Velvet Band, the classic song, Song for Ireland, Dicey Riley, Molly Malone, Irish Rover. Again, you'll get the gist of where I'm heading on this one. And there's another double CD which is the Irish Favourites Millennium Collection, CD 1 and 2, the Dubliners Four Green Fields, Star of the County Down, Paddy Riley, Luke Kelly, the Dubliners, they're all in there. A lot of the artists are people. What they do is they take his best version as versus his best version, and they put it for you on a platter. Can't go wrong. This is a podcast. You can press pause on it if you need to write them down. I'm not going to blog this. Maybe I should throw it up on a blog post somewhere. Maybe I should. I might do that. I'll see how I feel. But there you go. 10 decent investment Irish CDs, which you'll probably have for the rest of your life, unless they bar the CD player from Ireland or put a tax on it. That was a nice time in with the music. Okay, gonna look after my daughter and have a cup of tea. Talk to you later. Bye.